You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, para peneliti sedang melakukan terobosan pengobatan untuk kanker prostat lanjut yang dapat menghindari efek samping dari terapi tradisional seumur hidup yang menggunakan hormon saat ini. Uji klinis di Pusat Kanker Peter MacCallum menemukan bahwa radioterapi dosis tunggal dapat menghentikan penyebaran penyakit itu pada pria. Berikut ini laporan dari Gareth Boehm. Pria dengan kanker prostat yang menunjukkan tanda-tanda penyebaran biasanya memakai terapi hormon untuk seumur hidupnya. Namun perawatan itu memiliki side effect atau efek sampingan yang melemahkan gejala seperti menopause, hot flush, dan juga hilangnya libido serta mendatangkan penyakit osteoporosis. Sekarang ada harapan baru bahwa langkah-langkah pemblokiran testosteron itu dapat dihindari atau ditunda. Sebuah uji coba yang dilakukan di Institut Kanker Peter MacCallum di Melbourne telah menemukan penggunaan teknik presisi tinggi yang memberikan radioterapi dengan akurat tepat untuk setiap lokasi tumor dapat menghentikan perkembangan kanker itu. Ahli onkologi radiasi dan pemimpin percobaan itu, Associate Professor Shankar Siva, mengatakan telah melakukan uji coba terhadap 33 orang pasien.
All the men who had a limited spread of prostate cancer to 1 to 3 sites received a very focused targeted dose of radiation treatment called stereotactic ablative body radiotherapy, or SABR. And these men were then followed for a period of 2 years to indicate their outcomes. When using this, patients could delay their hormone therapy and maintain their quality of life with that kind of approach. And about a third of these patients, the cancer didn't come back at all after this treatment during the study period. So 93% of the spots that we treated, the 50 spots of cancer, were eradicated with this type of treatment.
Seorang pensiunan supir bus, Tony McDonald, didiagnosis menderita penyakit kanker prostat 8 tahun yang lalu dan ia menjalani operasi. Pria berusia 77 tahun itu mengikuti percobaan itu setelah timbul bintik-bintik kanker diidentifikasi di tulang-tulangnya. Ia mengatakan hasil perawatan itu sangat luar biasa.
They zapped me and then they checked me again in about a fortnight and he said, oh, it's starting to disappear. And the next time they checked, there was a new doctor there and he said, well, where is it? I can't find it. That's how efficient it was. It had completely disappeared. It was meant getting rid of the bone cancer without any side effects of any description, you know. It was just really good. They were there one day and gone the next, basically.
Sementara hasil awal dari percobaan itu sangat menjanjikan, Shankar Siva ingin melakukan lebih banyak lagi pengujian untuk memeriksa seberapa efektif perawatan tersebut.
One of the studies that we're looking at the moment and collaborating with the UK is a larger study that's looking whether this SABR treatment can extend the life of men who receive it in combination with the standard of care. And this is a study that we're currently running and both at Peter Mac and throughout Australia.
Ia mengatakan kanker prostat adalah bentuk kanker yang paling umum di kalangan pria Australia.
And having patients who do have recurrence of their prostate cancer after treatment for either surgery or radiation for their primary prostate cancer is a very common condition. So there is a large group of patients who may potentially have this kind of situation arise for them.
Hasil uji coba itu kini telah diterbitkan dalam jurnal internasional European Urology.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.